We're going to start the message now. And so if you guys can join me in welcoming Ben Lai. Can we give him a round of applause? So he's a businessman. He's also a consultant. He's been doing countless community and charitable projects and events for like the past 20, 30 years. And he's just going to share from his heart just about this, his journey. And so here he is. Can we give him one more round of applause?
Thank you. First, thank you, Lord. Thank you, His mercy and grace. I don't know anybody's come today the first time. Thank you. God bless you. Yeah, really amazing. When you know the story, when you have chance to come here, it's God's purpose. There's nothing in coincidence. So well, thank you, God, and thank you for Pastor Kwan, and thank you for Vineyard Hope. The reason is, about 20 years ago, I was not a Christian. And I come to this church. I was new. I was scared. I don't want to come in. But my wife said, I'll go with you and come here. And Pastor Kwan will spend every Friday for Bible study in my home, even rain and shine. So I don't know how to say thank you to. It's wonderful. And today I want to share is the how to find the purpose of life. I think probably the most important for each one of you, especially now. It's about if you're around 15 to 25, even more important. It's time for you now. And I saw we have a lot of young people, it's about 20, 30 years old. So I'll share the story of the Joseph. So 17 to 30 years, what happened to him and how he found out the purpose of his life. And actually, and I'll share some of the story, and that tells a lot of important things. And I love the Bible story, you know, just wonderful. God uses to tell us a lot of things inside. We had to look inside, detail. The story I review again. The story about Joseph was young, was a favorite by the father. He made a color clothes for him, and then he had two dreams. A dream is very important. He keep it in his mind. The dream is very special. But because of the dream, he shared with his brother. So it turned out the brother very angry and jealous about him. So one day, when father sent him to the field to looking for the brother said, ha, the dreamer coming. Let's kill him. So he had no more dream anymore. It turned out to sold him to a slave and then sent to the Egypt. After he was in Egypt, and then he stayed there, he worked. I'll share more about this one, but roughly give you an idea. A shepherd doesn't have a lot of culture. But Egypt is a completely different country. Egypt have almost well done. There's reason have culture, language different. But he was sent to the Egypt by force, no choice. And then, after he was in Egypt for many years, he's managed and God with him. And after one day, what happened is the wife of the master wanted to seduce him. It was young people. Actually, this is a great challenge and attraction for a lot of people like us. But he had the eyes, look at the God. And come on, people said, wow, what a nice. Someone attracted me to be my boyfriend, the girlfriend, wow, nice. But he looked, I cannot sin against God. Why he come up with this idea is very unusual too. And then it turned out, life supposed a very happy life. Also job to the slave. And then from there, even worse, what? He lost his freedom into the jail. So this is very unusual for his life. And after that, in the jail, God with him. The word is very simple. God with him. So he managed also the jail. And then one day, there's two officials by the king were sent to the jail, and both have a dream. And he said, oh, interpret dream is God's person. But he interpret dream. And it's all come true, like what he predicted. And then he said, please, go talk to him. I was innocent. Get me out of here. Because he started wondering, why I'm here? Every time doing why, it turned worse. What I'm here? Have you ever experienced when you do something right and someone force accuse you, you face challenge, you face difficulty, disappoint. The point, he couldn't stand it. He kind of wondered, are you sure? Everything's doing right and then get worse. But it's God's purpose. He came out and left the jail and he forgot until 2 years later when the Pharaoh said, I had a dream. Anybody can interpret a dream. And no one in the country. And he remembered, oh, yeah. When I was in jail, this is when young man is from the Hebrew. It's from the, and he is young man for Hebrew men. Young human was in the prison. And he interpreted our dream and all come true. Now Pharaoh said, how can the people like that bring him? So the Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream last night. And no one here can tell me what it means. But I have heard that when you hear about a dream, you can interpret. And Joseph replied, it's beyond my power to do this. But God can tell you and what it means and set you at ease. Okay, so Pharaoh tell to Joseph the two dreams that he had. And then what Joseph said, this is very important. That Joseph described the dream, it means twice that God intended to make it come true. So the dream is, this will happen just as I have described it. For God has revealed to Pharaoh's advance that he is about to do it. It's going to happen, okay? The next 7 years will be a period of great prosperity through the land of Egypt. But afterward, there will be 7 years of famine so great that all the prosperity will be forgotten in Egypt. Famine will destroy the land. The famine will also be severe. Even the memory of the good years will be erased. As for having two similar dreams, it means that this event will be really conducted by the God. Very clear. Interpret everything by the God. So, what you should do, Dr. Pharaoh said, you should appoint as supervisors over the land and let them collect one-fifth. Why one-fifth? Not one-quarter or anything. One-fifth of all the crops during the 70 good years and have them gathering all the food produced in the good years that are just ahead and bring it to Pharaoh's storehouse. Store it away and guard it and there will be food in the cities, each cities. The way there will be enough to eat when the 7 years famine is coming to the land of Egypt. Otherwise, they will destroy the whole land. That's why Pharaoh said, can we find anyone else like this man? So obviously filled with the Spirit of God. He can interpret dream and know how to manage it. So, how a Joseph can have the kind of knowledge to manage the land of Egypt? It's a big land, not a simple one. And then, as he predict, it all happened. He stored all the grains over with a good time. until really the famine is coming, the land of suffering, the first year, even surrounding country. So the people start buying the grain from. The brother also came to the Egypt, the father sent it to. Otherwise, we all die. And then they met the Joseph. I think I have a short story. And Joseph was tested a couple of times by his brother, and they changed their heart. And finally, the Joseph appeared to them, said, "Please come closer," he said to them. So they came closer. And he said again, "I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into slavery in Egypt. But don't be upset and don't be angry with yourself for selling me to this place. It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your life. The power of forgiveness is amazing grace by the Joseph." And this have 5 more years to go. All come with father to hear. And not only I forgive you, I feed your children. That's the power. So I want to share the story about this one. So you know what happened. Now first one, when Joseph sent to the Egypt by the traders to be slave, first thing what he faced is a new land, new culture, new language. Have you ever thought about why you are in the United States? Anybody think about why I'm here? What my purpose here? Where I'm going to? Anybody thought about this problem, this question in your mind? I think Joseph at that moment must be saying, "Hey, I'm supposed to have a good life. Why I'm here?" So he have 2 choices. I give up. I suppose a good life. Why to be here to a slave? If he give up, then what happened? He's not going to be a prime minister of the Egypt. But he turned to his attitude instead. "I think God has a purpose in my life. I really want to do it. I want to learn." Okay, now we look at this one. To manage inside the slavery, maybe from different place, different country. He had overcome the number one, communication, correct? Organization, management, the leadership. But they how come he coming here? Is it easy or simple or difficult? You ask yourself, you go to a new land. Even God with you. Can you do it? Not easy. So, unless, I want to share with you, come out of the comfort zone. Face the reality, face the challenge and difficulty, then you will experience the God's presence and God's power and mighty. So, a lot of people said, "God, grant me the wisdom." And that's it. Is that right? No. God give wisdom, then what do? You don't exercise that, not your power. Still, it's God's power. It's not your knowledge. It's God's knowledge. Have everlasting to everlasting, the wisdom we're looking for, still in God's hand, not you, unless you exercise. How you walk the first step to the 10th step? You walk, and you fail. God said, "Run this way. Try this way." That's how God is training the Joseph, step by step. So during the time of his slavery, it's God with him. So he understands, he knows, and God with him. That's how he learns step by step. Picture, if you are now as a prime minister, can you manage the United States of America now? God said, "Yes, I'm pointing you. Do you have a guts? Do you have ability?" You don't. But how Joseph had, just number one, the Joseph faced all the great challenge, like all of you. How I'm going to do it? he must face step by step the culture, language, every environmental change. It looked like very simple, right? How many people actually come to this country, not born here? Can I raise your hand? Come from. So most people born and raised here, so it's okay. A lot of people come to this country just like me. I face a great challenge. And I was wondering, many times, should I go home? It's not my place. And I don't know many people. It's a great challenge for me. But Joseph, same thing too. Now what? I have no choice. I slavery. If I can, God can lead me step by step to manage the whole slavery. Actually, the master actually trusts him. Finally, see, beside what I think, everything I give it to you, they manage the whole slavery. This is number one. Number two, when he put in jail, the God with him. Same thing too, but God did, the Bible didn't say what detail, but I think exactly what happened. Step by step, God leading, training, discipline. So when finally in the Pharaoh's place, said, now what? I turned to a dream. Then he suggests Pharaoh, now appoint a supervisor to how to do it, how to manage, when the good time, how to collect all the grain, where the storage, what city would they put it in, and how to send when the time comes in. And if you, the whole Egypt, that many people, how many people actually store their grain when the good time? Almost none. Why? Why no one stored? Only Joseph. That's why finally, when the famine come, everyone's begging, said, now I buy your grain, I give you money. After use all the money, they said, how about I give you my cattle? Can I change? I will die. I don't have anything. How about I give me my land? Why? We all together, same God's people. How come only Joseph knows that? And Joseph, how to prepare those ones? And God's discipline. So this story talking about finally when the Joseph met the brother actually frightened, I tell you. If common people like us said, man, you guys, put me, sold me as a slavery, let me suffer in how many years, and turn out putting me in jail, how am I going to punish and revenge? That's common people feel. But why he come up idea said, actually, not you, it's God sent me here ahead of you to preserve our home, family. Otherwise, people will die. And where the great forgiveness power come out, because he truly understand God's amazing grace. That story tell this one. When I came to this country, almost 40 years ago, it's very tough. And it's about when the vineyard started, I came to this country, to this church. I was not even a Christian. I was new. But God, step by step, leading me. And I, now I tell you my story, very simple. I was young. I was born just right after the war. And nothing left. And I have a car accident or something. I have no idea. And it turned out, I become a disability kid until I was 15 years old. I had no idea. Either car accident, I was fanned away for a few days or something. I had no idea. But as I know, when I was a kid, like a 3 minus 8, I cannot function. Just a computer broken, or a number. I cannot remember many things. And I have no friend at all until I was 15 years old. And then, by God's grace, I believe God gave me a wonderful parents, my father and mother. They give almost the best love ever to me. Again, again. So one day I realized my parents' love. The love I can tell you that can shake the mountain, move the sea. The moment I start changing, step by step. For example, I cannot remember the water, W-A-T-E-R. It took me 50 times, 100 times, 200 times to 300 times to remember. That's how I started. I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I sleep at 2 o'clock and wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Every day, because I'm so far away. But the power of love can release my potential power. And one day, step by step, slowly and slowly, and I overcome. It took me years. And I was probably one of the lucky one among the million, I suppose, a Shushani boy. And I had no idea. And when I start overcome from the disability, after 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, I realized I need friends because I had no friend before. Why? I'm so slow. For example, if we talk about water, I've been thinking so long to come up what is water. The people talk about airplane or the coffee, so I have no friend. And I was so shy to see the people hiding. So the first thing I need to looking for, find some good friend. That's how it started. By the age 2021, you believe or not, I have a thousand friends. I couldn't believe, because if I tell you, from disability to the normal people, I feel just like a black and white TV to color TV. Every change world. My star is beautiful. Flower is beautiful. How come I didn't know anything that beautiful? By age 20, 21, I was lucky to be a Taiwan student leader. Now, still in the world, the largest organization called AIESEC, A-I-E-S-E-C, you can check. I was the National Committee President of my country. I was youngest senator to the Amsterdam, the Hague, to join the World Youth Leader. And I invite all the global youth leaders from Germany, Switzerland, every country to Taiwan, a government conference. I had no idea what my life turned from the bottom to here. But that moment, there's no one helped me. I reached that. I have a lot of resources. I didn't know how to use it. And no one had my position before. So I lost. So, but during the period of time, there was in Bali, I went to Korea. And I lost the street of Korea. And I met my four girls, save me one. It's my wife. And then when we marry, and I trip to the United States, and my wife said, do you see the sky is blue? Beach beautiful. This is a place for us. You don't have friends. I don't have friends. It's a good place for us. I said, yeah, you're right. I was dumb, I tell you. It's not easy. For international marriage and live in third country, you ask for trouble, actually. And I was the one. And then came here, I struggled a lot. And many times I said, I want to go home. I have tens of thousands of friends in Taiwan. I have everywhere, I have all my friend resources in there. Why I'm here? We struggle in life. And just like a many couple, the life and struggle in marriage. Until one day, the counselor said, look, your wife have something to share with you. Come to the council one more time. I said, oh, why me? Again, there's no choice and no any hope. And I went back and turned on my wife and said, look, I don't have to go to church. I go out with you Saturday and Sunday, wherever you go, because I was learning meditation for 30, 40 years. I like nature. And I said, what about you? Don't worry. I will go to church on Saturday night. I said, oh, yeah, you work. So we get together again, and then one day he suggests me, you ever come to church a year, then if you don't become a Christian, I will never force you again. I said, wow, this is good. Once for all, this is done. I was so happy. But I think, hey, 1 year is kind of long. 6 months, take it or leave it. He said, 6 months, why 6 months? And he said, okay. So that's why I came to Vineyard Hope. And God gave me a vision. God revealed me. In your past, no one ever to be from the disability to a powerful student leader in the nation. I still couldn't understand. I thought I forgot. When I was young, I came out with TV, everyone know me. I forgot already. I left the country. So this country, and then God said, come to me. That's how I got trained. After a few years, my wife go to Korean church, who's my father-in-law, mother-in-law. He said, come, we have English ministry. So I went to the Korean church. The Korean church, it turned out the biggest Korean-American church in the nation. The biggest 100 makeup church. And I went up there, 22 families in English ministry. I had no idea. I don't like it. There's no sign in English, everything Korean. I don't like it at all. I said, hey, God, you sent me wrong place. This is not what I want to. No, this is the place for you. I tried to run away many times. Finally, I prayed to God. God said, I want you to do one thing. From here, you build a bridge for me to the community. I said, God, you really want me to do that? I said, I'll do it. So from the church, I serve in the homeless, orphanage, abused children. Thanksgiving meal for 15,000 homeless, everything continue beside my work. I heavily involved the local community. And one day, I was the largest Latino fiesta for 100-some thousand. I was standing on the stage. Give award to the city mayor, congressman, senator. Congressman said, what the hell, how did you come here? It's no one ever come here. All TV station, radio news behind you, all the Latino leader behind you. How did you come here? I said, I serve the community. No, more than that. Tell me the story. I said, if you want to know a story, if you know the marriage, that's not that difficult. So he took me upstairs and said, Benjamin, your president. Everyone said, oh, yeah. Hundreds of thousands. They come down and said, tell me how you become a president for the leader for the Latino in history. There's no one ever. I said, do you know I married 4 times? What? You married 4 times? You got 4 wives? I said, no, only 1 wife. How do you do that? Married, divorced? I said, no. Same wife. I have international marriage. I couldn't get it. I said, very simple. You marry someone from Brazil, they speak Portuguese. You don't speak the language, and you had international marriage. You had married many times, and you marry and live in Russia. He said, I don't think they're going to survive. He said, hey, the couple is us. I threw many difficulty, but I take the challenge. But not only that, I tell you, one day when the church expanded the size, they purchased another 30 million property in Anaheim. All surrounding city against the church. Now we have 63 pastors with all the elders. One thing, what we're going to do? We have no people living in Anaheim. We're in trouble. If they vote against us, we cannot use. My senior pastor said, Ben, what do you think? I said, yeah, God prepared a long time ago for us. He said, no, this is not joking. It means we cannot use the property. Just so you have this one, you cannot move in here. As you believe me, you don't believe me, follow me. So I took the senior pastor to the city. When I went to the city, the plant department director, I said, hey, Benjamin, why you come here? I said, come here for the healing. No, I know. You're present for the Cinco de Mayo. You're Chinese, but this is Korean church. I said, I'm not part of Korean church. He said, I said, yes, I do. So healing started. All the Latino leader come out, said, the church done so much for our community. We both of them and they passed like that. Did God prepare for this for a long time ago? Yes or no? Now I truly understand, oh, why my role? Why God want me to do this? I start understand. And I serving for the last 20, 30 years for homeless, orphans, and abused children. And one day, I was praying in the morning. God said, go collect all the English book. I said, English book, why? Next day morning, go collect the English book. English is going to be most important language in the world. People are going to use it. And then, collect English book, the people throw them away, right? Donation, build a library, change kids' life and change family. I said, okay, you want me to do it? I'll do it. The moment, actually, one day, the Spirit God told me, said, you go to China. I said, why me go to China? My tens of millions of children were persecuted. You go build a bridge for them. Go reach all the leadership. I said, God, you picked the wrong person. I'm from Taiwan. China, Taiwan's at war, you know that? I'm from Taiwan, the wrong person. I'm from Taiwan. Don't forget, I'm Chinese, but from Taiwan, not from mainland China. He said, no, I want you to do it. So I said, oh, struggle a lot. I said, man, why me? But anyway, I went to China. How the leadership related? I have no choice. I have no idea. I don't even know what I'm going to do. And then when the book come in, I start collect, ask all my friends, donate the book to me. So 3 cases, 5 cases, and also give it away to someone who need it. Time passed. I think 2004 or 5, I forgot. One day, the Orange County Register, the 3 million had registered, biggest newspaper said, and I heard there's one crazy guy collect the book, English book. I said, can I see you? So they came to visit me. They saw a lot of book in my conference room. They said, why you collect the book and donate book? And I told them the story about who am I, what are disabled kids, how book important. And they came on the first page of news and number 4 page of news. And everyone read the newspaper, called me and said, oh, your story touched me. I want to donate a lot of books to you. So all of a sudden, all the books come to my place. And then the story is November, the one day at nighttime. There's one gentleman called me and said, are you Mr. Ben Lai? I said, yes. What can I do for you? I heard you have a lot of English book. I said, yes. What can I do for you? He said, can you donate to us? I said, oh, yeah. What the purpose? Tell me. Oh, the orphanage. Oh, no problem. I'll donate. Then I asked how many books you needed. He said, we need a lot of book. Can you help me? But I said, tell me the number, 1,000 or 10,000, because I have a lot of book there already. And he said, we desperately need. I said, tell me the number. He said, one container. I said, wow, one container would take me a year to move the box. He said, how'd it happen? You need one container. I said, where are you going to? He said, we need to send to Afghanistan, the orphanage. Afghanistan need the home. Can you do it? So I said, you know what I said? I said, if that is for the Afghanistan, the container is ready for you. And God prepared for you for a long, long time ago. And he was near and crying out because desperate looking for this whole container. I'll tell you why. A few days later, the pastor, Edmonds, had lunch with me. I said, why you go to Afghanistan? His story is 2001. When the 911 happened, everyone, just like you, all go to church and say, God help us. That's not World War III happened, right? Protect us. Everyone begging. And somehow, congregation summoned and say, God said we're going to war in Afghanistan. People die. Let's help build the earth and seas. And then, after that, they heard and then passed. There's nothing happened, right? There's no war after 911. But a few months later, actually, U.S. attack looking for the Bin Laden start in the Afghanistan war and a lot of people killed. And people said, can you remember the guy instructing prophets we had to build the orphanage there? They said, yes, we should do it. And then it turned out they have 1,000 members. They said, do you know where's Afghanistan? Not even one people know. And they opened the map. Where this was right here. Oh, my God. That's how they won it. But the things not through the many miracles that God threw them to build the orphanage, right? But they have another challenge, how to ship the things to the Afghanistan because they kill every missionary, they kill everything. So they all, everyone go to prayer and say, now, how are we going to do that? And the moment, you believe or not, they have one organization in Afghanistan heard the story and told them, said, we want to help you ship all the things you need to the Afghanistan, including documentation, and free charge. This is a great miracle. And everyone's happy. But they told him, we need three things. One, the medical equipment, medicine. Another one, we need a lot of heavy clothes, coal, and we need a book. So everyone's happy, this miracle. So they went up and collect. They found everything but book. They cannot find book. Because the 3 million people in Orange County, the only crazy guy moving, box and move, is me. They cannot find me. But they all went to the church and prayed. And one night, there's one Dr. Lee called and said, hey, I heard your story, very good, about Afghanistan. And they told him the story. Hey, Eastern said, no problem, I'm going to call many churches to help you. And the church told them, simply, they wrote very clear, no religions book. So you're out. And time ran out. So he hung up. And then, 30, 40 minutes, he called again and said, do you know that? I met one Chinese guy. He collected English book. And he said, he have a lot of book. He donated to us? I said, I don't know. How many books he had? I don't know. Give him a call. It's the night he called. It's God's miracle. He said, we're looking everywhere. We couldn't find a container of book. And that container instant. That's a miracle for them. But the story not end the moment. 2 months later, he called me again and said, when the night you told me the container was donated to us and God prepared for a long time ago, I was crying out near. Because no such a constant miracle happened. Again. I said, yes. He said, I did again. I near and cried out. I said, what's that? He said, invite your wife. I'll tell you the story. So my wife and me, we went up there. He said, when the people donate that box, it's a big, a small, largest, all kind of size. And everyone's jumping, singing a song, a prayer song, move the box in the container. Finally, the container almost filled. Only one the size, empty size, the one. He asked, that's the last box. It just fits the one. The moment, every single one, the load in the container, the hair like a riser. There's no such things. Even you have 3,784 bucks, you cannot load exactly in one container. Correct now? Praise the Lord, right? And he knew that God was them, or someone watched them. So he knew and cried out to God. The story was leaking out. So a miracle. One day, some organization asked me, they called me and said, we want to know more story. And you did a lot of homeless abuse and everything. Can we see you, interview you? That's how I end up getting an award in the United Nations in 2014. In 2015 and 17, 16, I trained a lot of young people to go to the United Nations, join the World Conference in the United Nations, discussion about the world peace, human rights, green environment, stop human traffic, those ones, 7 issues. And I even present award to the Prime Minister, Vice President, President, and all the King. Now I look back my life, I will struggle. Who am I? Just like you. I can see the picture is clear. Unless you know who you are, you never know your purpose, life, and happy. I look back and say, now I know. I married with a Korean wife, not by coincidence. It's God's gift for me. I came to the United States, struggled a lot, and because God trained me. Now I realize, yes, I can reach all the leaders in the nation. I had the power now. Of course, I can do many things now. I look back, now realize. So the most important is all of you find out who you are, the true identification called the purpose of your life. Once you know your purpose of life, what a gift that God gave it to you. The second thing you do, come out of the comfort zone. Take a challenge so God can lead you and guide you. That's most important. Calm down. Yeah. So thank you so much. And God bless you all. Because you come here, have a special reason and purpose. And I tell you what, 21st century, all of you probably will be the most important equipped 21st century. You know what the 21st century now, most important one? Every big corporation is looking for, what's that? Every big corporation, Microsoft, Apple, you name it, Amazon.
Do I have appointment today?
Yes, you have 3 appointments for today.
AI. Correct? All the voice commanded. What kind of language do they use? English. English will be most important language for your generation and your 10 to 20 years. They're going to use everything, all the resources from the internet, from the GPS for DT, everything English resource sharing all by the language tour. All of you are going to benefit from that. That's what God purpose bring you here, not constant. Correct? You equip the most important tool in the world now. How many people can speak Chinese? Man, you got lucky. All right. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Ben, for sharing your life and your story with us. Church, if we could just bow our heads and just reflect upon what he shared today about just the purpose of your life. And at the same time, I want to invite back the worship team and prayer team ministry. You can come forward as well.